Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and over there in America, we're going to link up with Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Where is
man
he?
With
where
a famous name.
Let me at him.
How
hi
are
everyone.
You?
Hello, Jan. I am perfect, and so are you.
Oh, I know.
And welcome everyone to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Here we are once again. It's got to be Monday.
Yeah.
It must be Monday.
Monday. It is. It's happy hour on a Monday. And we have a marvellous guest. We have, known as Aviator on the Gold Ring, we have Phil Haxton. And his theme today is Live Your Dreams. And it's an absolutely beautiful theme, because that's what we should all be doing, living our dream and co-creating everything that we want to see happening in the world around us. And to do that, we actually go inside and create the landscape inside and bring it out, because there's no point trying to bring the outside landscape in because parts of it are not very good. And it's the light that we need to focus on. How do you feel about that, Gary?
I feel that it's a pretty good idea. Sounds like a good plan to me.
Mm. Yeah, so
create the landscape within, and the universe rearranges itself and makes it that way on the outside.
Because we're here to co-create with light.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, well, before we actually start today, I do have an urgent prayer request, if possible, that I could just read out. And I got it from Brother Sean Bradley today. He's the ex-nursing monk who broadcasts every morning from the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion on live stream at 9 a.m. GMT and on the Heart to Soul prayer channel on live stream at 5 and 9 in the evenings. And he sent me this absolutely urgent prayer, and he's sending it out as a prayer chain, and it's calling everyone into action now on behalf of this Iranian pastor who faces execution. And Pastor Youssef Nadakhani never practiced the Muslim faith and converted to Christianity at age 19, becoming a pastor later. But the courts say that since his mother and father were practicing Muslims, he must recant his Christian faith or die. So far, in 3 court appearances, he has refused to do so, risking execution at any moment. The Iranian Supreme Court often acts quickly in administering the death penalty. According to a report, when asked by judges to repent, Youssef replied, "Repent? What should I return to? The blasphemy that I had before my faith in Christ?" Well, that would be a debatable point, but that's his choice, isn't it? And the judges replied, "To the religion of your ancestors, Islam," to which Youssef replied, "I cannot." And the Bible states, "If God is with us, who can stand against us?" And really, it doesn't matter what faith you're worshipping, because we're all from the same source, and the messages that we all relate to when it comes to our religion or none come from the same source. So, you know, we're working on the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion for interfaith unity. But as I said, it's the man's choice. And if he wants to be a practicing Christian, that's up to him, isn't it? So we only need to sort of really pray for this poor guy who's having his choice taken away from him. And also, it's a beautiful full moon tomorrow, so we're going to wish on the magical new full moon tomorrow on the 7th.
Right, and we're feeling the energy already. I don't know about you, but it's I'm picking up on that full moon energy. It's kind of something else.
Yeah,
I feel it kind of ramping
Harry.
Up.
So let's speak for myself. I said, we go a bit loony, don't we?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been called a lunatic before, and that may have something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I'm loony anyway, but no, I actually had I had laryngitis this morning, and my husband was really pleased about it. You know, he said, "Oh no, wow, that's brilliant, a bit of peace and quiet for the day." But it's actually coming back now, my voice, so I'm here to do the show with you. And right now we're going to spin a Don Henley song as chosen by Phil Aviator, who's coming on shortly. So we'll just give this disc a spin for him, especially. It's his favourite song.
The Heart of the Matter. Good song.
Ooh.
That it would come.
We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age, and trust and self-assurance that lead us to happiness? They're the very things we kill, I guess. Heart. Yeah. Good stuff.
Really good.
Hey,
he knows all the lyrics, don't you, Gary?
They don't call me Daddy G for nothing.
So I take it you've played that song on your show before today.
Once or twice. Down through the years. Yeah, it's a good song. I love it.
Certainly worth a spin. Lovely. Right, and the gentleman who chose it is waiting in the wings, ready to step onto this world stage, because we have guests in from, where was it? Not Australia. The other one. New Zealand. Sorry about that. I'm brain dead again. And there's guests in from America and the British Isles and all over the world. So we're going to welcome Aviator on now, Phil Haxton. He's going to talk to us about living your dream. Are you there, Phil?
Well, I'm going to attempt to do that. Welcome everybody, and
welcome to the show.
Yeah,
thanks for being our guest. It's good to hear you again, my friend. What was it, about a week ago we were on with Risa, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, last Monday was Risa's show. So, how are you doing, Phil? Is it hard work
I'm
on the Goldie?
I'm doing wonderful. I see a lot of my friends here. There's Megan, just popped in, and K.R.O. and Joseph Anthony Diaz. Lots of wonderful people here.
Loads. They're all here today.
So, do you have a question? I'm doing really well.
You were going to tell us about your first experiences. Do you want to do that before you talk to us about living your dream? Or do you want to mention that first, about what living your dream means for you? Because we probably all have a different idea.
I'm sure we do. As many people as there are that many dreams. I look at it as setting your goals, and knowing that you're an unlimited being, because, you really are pure present awareness, your spirit creating a human experience. And so you have unlimited creative potential within you. And we look at the vast universe, whether we're looking out into the infinity of space, or we're looking at the infinity in the microcosm that comprises what appears to be our bodies. It's astounding, and it's humbling to realize that we're connected. We are source. We create that, and we live in a self-aware universe, and we're a way to know ourselves. Our human experience is a way to experience the grandeur of what we truly are.
Yeah, and in that self-aware universe that we live in, we are all part of the way that universe has become aware of itself and continues to become aware of itself. We're part of that, and that's one of the ways that we are all connected. It's like our fingertips helping us to become aware of ourselves. Each of us individuals are also aiding in the awareness of that grand universe that's always ever expanding and ever becoming more and more aware of itself. And we do that with our experience, right?
Oh, exactly. And we do it through our thoughts and our awareness. And particularly in going through the processes of enlightenment, of waking up to that truth, to the one truth that we're all unity conscious and we're all connected. I'm another you, you're another me, as
right.
Mayans said.
Right. Or Mitako Yeoyasin, like the Lakota say, we are all related. that they say that, and we are.
Well, we're all the cosmic Christ as well, aren't we? Collectively, when we get to 5D, we'll all know that we're one, and we'll all be one, and so we'll all be the cosmic Christ creating the kind of world that we want to create. But,
right.
I mean,
he wants that awareness.
We need to start doing that now, don't we? Creating it all now. And it starts
right,
by living your dream, doesn't it? You know, it starts by living your dream. If your dream is to have heaven on earth, you start by changing the world just around you, your immediate world, don't you? By changing yourself inside first, and then, you know, passing it out to the outside, passing the light out.
That's exactly right, and really, if you're aware of the fact that we are all one, and our nature is bliss and unconditional love, love without judgment, then it makes a huge difference in your state of being. And if you think about it, and we're still a little clip or hear an audio from Peter Cuban, who influenced me greatly with his book, excuse me, Consciousness is All. And he talks about, in this video, it's called the Time Out series, he talks about pure present awareness being unstoppable. And if you think, if you quiet your mind right now, you're listening to the body feel speak, you know, through the internet. I'm connected via cell phone and all this marvelous stuff, but the one that's hearing, who is that? Can it be shut off? Can you make it move, the one that's listening right now, can you make it jump 5 minutes ahead to now, ahead of now? Or can you make it jump 5 minutes behind now?
The observer, in other words.
Pure present awareness, the observer.
Right.
You can't. It's impossible to move it. It's impossible to shut it off. When you wake up in the morning, it's always now.
Right.
And when you're taking your shower, it's now. And when you're driving to work, it's now. All our experience occurs in the now. And it's because the observer is there. The mind and the body unit, you know, they're aware of all this. They're aware of, you know, the drive to work, doing the work and coming home and eating and, you know, doing all the things that we do as humans. The pure present awareness, it's just there. It's alive, vibrant.
Yeah, the only thing that I've been able to do is change my perspective of the observer and observe and pull back a bit and observe the observer observing, which is a pretty cool experience, because that changes. And you're right. It is immovable. It is always in the now. You can't move it away from the now. But what I can do is change my viewpoint and look at that observer, you know, and the possibilities are infinite, you know.
But it's quite a mind-blowing concept, isn't it, Gary? Because if everything is happening in the now, and if the past is happening now and the future is happening now, it's mind-blowing, because, I mean,
it's all simultaneously in the now.
Yeah,
yep.
Scientists look at what happened billions of years ago just by looking at the other side of the universe back into the past 6 billion years, and to see stars being born, and that is happening now. Because they're watching it now, even though it was 6 billion years ago. How mind-blowing is that?
Yeah, yeah.
What's really mind-blowing is to realize that all history is occurring right now.
Now.
If you think back if you think back over the 13 billion or 20 billion years of the universe, as science would have you believe, that the Big Bang occurred 13 billion years ago or whatever it was, you're creating that right now. All history is created right now. And as soon as you stop thinking about the history, it's gone. It disappears. You're in the now, creating a mental projection of all that time. There is no time. The end of time is the realization that there's nothing outside of the now.
Yeah, that's right. And our education system has helped to keep us separate from the truth of everything by teaching us history. And instead of teaching us that it's happening now, they say we'll learn from history, and so they ram it down your neck. Learn history, you know, and then you learn things to
yeah, they teach you along this linear time construct. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's a good word for it, Gary.
One of the best things you can do for yourself is to realize that if it is that way, if the past is just a projection created right now, then the future has to be a projection created right now. And now is timeless. It's eternal. There's nothing outside of pure present awareness, conscious aliveness, as Peter likes to refer to it, and I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's even harder to get your head around.
There's nothing difficult about stepping back and switching the way you view life as, in other words, you're not trying to sandwich it between an ever passing timeline. All there is now. In a sense, there's no next now. It's not 1 second from now. It's not 5 minutes from now. It's just now.
Right.
And you can't shut it off.
There's a moment.
You are.
It's in the future. It's not here yet. Oh, no, it's gone, yeah. No. It doesn't work.
But in that case, 5D is here now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, all the other dimensions are going to occur simultaneously in the now as well.
I'll tell you something else that he shared with me, and I had the opportunity to Skype with him last week for about an hour and a half, and so I was able to ask him, you know, specific questions, and he sent me a document that he was going to submit as a scientific paper, and the scientific people poo-pooed him off, and it was called Infinity, and he said humans look at infinity because we're dimensional beings. We appear to be dimensional beings. We look at infinity as being an immeasurable number of finities. In other words, if we look out into space, we think about how vast that is. But really, as a human, we're constructing it as an unmeasurable number of finite distances.
Right, you know, simply as in the act of us of being the observer snaps it into this reality.
Yeah.
Yes. But infinity, his definition of infinity is simply this: how can you measure the unmeasurable? Spirit has no physical form, so how could you possibly measure spirit? That's true infinity.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vastness of space and all the dimensions reside within conscious awareness. That's who you are. That's who all of us are.
Yeah, that's I heard of it being referred to as also the unified field in terms of the quantum physics model of everything. It stems from the unified field. Everything comes from the unified field, where it's pure abstract, pure wavy infinitesimal possibilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we pull out of that, if you will, that well of infinite possibilities action and hold it in this form, and we call it matter. And we're doing it simply in the act of being the observer.
We are. And that's the whole point of creating your reality, or realizing and recognizing that you are the creator. There's not two.
Right.
There's only one.
And that's basically what all the teachings, all the spiritual teachings, all the avatars we have looked up to down through this passage of time, that's what they've all tried to tell us. That's how sacred we and divine we really are. Of course, you know, what the churches and the religions had done to that was, you know, take the essence of the messages and keep you going, and then get you to turn all of your power over to the church or the other, whatever it may be, the other entity, to aggrandize them. When all the teachings were telling you that the power is within you, which is greater than anything in the world. All we need to do is become aware of it and then allow it.
Yeah, and we don't need religions, because we are all the creator, collectively the creator. So we don't really need religions. We just need to listen, you know, go inside ourselves and listen to our inner teacher.
Be that pure presentness right now.
The pure presence. Yeah.
Pure presence. Conscious aliveness. Yeah. And it is alive. We're all aware we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel your body, and you can feel yourself inside this body, right? I love to do that. I like to feel, well, what is this entity, or what is this that's driving this body? You know, it's like I'm wearing this skin suit or some meat suit or something.
Meat suit, yeah.
But it's, I know that, you know, I'm aware of the other thing that's actually making it go. Can't describe it, but I'm aware of that. That's me, you know, and I'm looking out through this. In experiencing this 3D plane through this vehicle, through this particular.
And scientists actually took a photograph of someone's spirit leaving the body. I read some headlines last week. I didn't actually get a chance to read the article, but that's what I heard last week. But Phil is an aviator, and I just wondered how that fits in with your beliefs, Phil. I mean, it must be absolutely fantastic to fly above the clouds. Do you feel like you're touching heaven? What's the attraction to being a pilot?
Well, I was blessed to be born in an airline family. My father was a mechanic and later an engineer for Delta Airlines. And so I had the opportunity as a child and throughout, you know, my young adult life to fly free. And that, you know, so, and I always felt closer to a source or God back then, is the way I referred to it, you know, whenever I was flying. And then when I was 16, I started taking flying lessons and soloed and got my private pilot's license. And you know, after soloing, you know, when you're flying alone, that, you know, there's just nothing like it, because you can see the connectivity of all the towns and villages by the roads and the power lines and all the things that connect us on this, you know, in our countries and places. But you just feel totally free when you're up there, and you know that the decisions you make while you're flying as pilot in command, they affect whether you live or die.
Yeah.
And one of those, I built my own experimental aircraft in the early 80s, and I flew it, and I was coming back from Springfield, Missouri, and the weather was building up. It was a non-instrumented aircraft, so I wasn't legal or safe to fly in clouds, and I kept climbing, and then pretty soon I found myself, 10 or 11,000 feet up, and there were no holes in the cloud, so I was stuck on top of the clouds, and they were continuing to build in front of me. Well, long story short, I went into the clouds, and instead of lift being in the cloud that I flew into, there was sink. It was raining in that cloud, and I waited. I kept expecting to pop out the other side, and then I noticed my instrument panel. And I was afraid to move my head. I was holding the stick perfectly still so that I wouldn't, turn or change attitude, pitch. And the first thing I noticed was the altimeter was unwinding, and right below that, the vertical speed indicator was on the instrument peg, the mechanical stop at 2,000 feet a minute down. And then I looked over and saw the airspeed indicator, and it was on the other stop, beyond, 80 miles an hour, beyond the never exceeded speed of the airplane. And then thoughts entered my mind of, this is not good, and first I got angry with myself and started beating myself up, and, I'm coming out of the sky at over 2,000 feet per minute, and I'm way outside the safe flight envelope. When you're beyond the never exceed speed in an airplane, that's when structural failure happens and people die. Then I saw myself crashed in a field and a hunter finding me about a year down the road. And then I had a full life review, and it occurred in a second. Time became totally meaningless to me. We experienced the 3D life at about 24 frames per second, just like they show movies at.
Right.
It's a sequence of images, and there's no blurring at 24 frames per second. It was continuous. Well, my mind sped up to about 40,000 frames per second. So time became in the microseconds or the milliseconds, and everything seemed to stop. And I recalled every event of my life up to that point, and then it was gone. I had a full life review. Then I thought about my wife at the time, and then I thought of my daughter. And that thought, was so upsetting to me that I wouldn't be around to see her grow up. Then another thought popped in my head, and it was some sage advice my father had given me a long time ago. And he said, there's two types of pilots, those that give up and those that find a way out. And when I said to myself, I'm not giving up without a fight, then I got a two-word response, stall it. The thought just popped right into my head. Mm-hmm. And because I test flew the airplane, I knew exactly what attitude I'd be in. So I dumped the power on it, couldn't see anything, and I started milking the stick back slowly.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, the airspeed came off the stop, and I felt a little sense of relief. And then once it went below the never-exceed speed, then I felt some more relief. And when the first stall hit, I knew what attitude I was in, a little bit left wing low and straight and level. So at the onset of the third stall, I popped out of the side of the cloud into a shaft that's about a half a mile diameter, and I could see the base of the clouds below me and the ground, and I could see the blue sky above, and I knew I was going to make it.
So you were kind of in a vortex or something that was pulling you downward, and you thought you were flying straight and level when actually you were nose all the way down practically?
I don't know, because all I could see out of the canopy was just gray. It was like somebody suddenly blacked it out, except that it was gray. So I had no reference to the horizon. I couldn't tell you what attitude I was in.
Uh-huh.
I had no instrumentation to tell me.
There was no instrument, no artificial horizon you could use to.
No.
True. That was a close call you had there then, wasn't it? Well, and
I understand a little bit about flying myself. I was.
I don't. But the thing about it was that it sort of brought you close to death, and so that makes you appreciate life that bit more, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And after I came out underneath the base of the clouds, I saw Gadsden, Alabama in front of me, and I thought, well, I need to land and check the plane, see if there's any damage on it. I was concerned about structural damage. So I landed there, and I got out, and I inspected it, and there was nothing wrong. I mean, everything looked perfect. There were no stress cracks or anything, and so I went inside and got a soft drink, and I started thinking about that full life review. And at the time, I was, I didn't know anything about spiritual stuff. And I when I got home, I flew on home, and I told my wife, I said, I had a religious experience.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we're going to have to get this video played, or we're going to run out of time if we're not careful, because it's the show's just an hour and a half, and we've done quite a long chat, but it was absolutely fascinating and brilliant. But shall we do this, Peter Zwieben? Did you say it's Peter Zwieben, his name?
I did.
Okay,
yeah,
so
Peter,
if everybody...
Peter Zwieben.
If everybody clicks on the link, we'll have a look at this beautiful video that Phil has asked us to watch. So if you click on the link, and I've uploaded the soundtrack for the people on the radio listening in. So if we do the countdown, so that have we picked up your players, everybody? Click on the link.
Everyone, click the link and pull up your player and... pause the player, mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart, and then Jan will count us all down.
Hmm.
So here's my heart.
Nine.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
You've probably heard the expression, or expressions like, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Or maybe it's something like, now is the beginning of the rest of your experience. And it's kind of taking an optimist type of view and saying, don't dwell on what's been your past experience, but look ahead to the bright future, that kind of thing. And just to be clear, what's being pointed to in this video and in particularly the previous three videos and actually in a greater sense, this whole series of videos is most definitely not the same as what is meant by that saying, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Not the same at all. Why is that? Because first of all, usually when that is said, it's referring to a body, one particular person, and what appears as their personal affairs. And what's being pointed to here is much, much deeper in significance, for one. And second, it's not limited to just the affairs of one body or person, but is actually all embracing, not of all that is, but literally as all that is. And just very briefly to recap what we've been working up to, so to speak, in these prior timeouts is the clarity that actually there has been no background of a past at all. So, in fact, I just have to bust myself right now and say there haven't even been any prior timeouts. I mean, let's look at that right now. The notion, or the so-called suggestion that there was, maybe it was yesterday or a couple of days ago or an hour ago when some earlier videos were made. Where is all the evidence of that only in a current thought? And there's nothing behind or besides that current thought to have been an actual time back there when such a thing happened. That is the very point. And in a greater sense, what this is saying is that there is two present life, this aliveness right here now, this alive presence, which again is life itself, not anything any person is doing. This is life's inherent, natural, effortless presentness, and it always is present. It's not 2 seconds ago or 2 seconds ahead, but right as we use the words now. This is the one whose life this is. And to this, there's just this. There's been no background of anything, no prior history of anything leading up to this, because all the argument that there has been is just a current thought. And if one hears this as a thinking, sensing mentality, this will be taken as a kind of a negative, as a like a wiping out of my world. Because if that's where the identification is, with that sensory or thought experience with the body and its apparent affairs, and if the identification is there, well, that's true. It's all been just so-called wiped out. But come from yourself. Don't sell yourself short as life, not as a personal self, but as life itself, to life itself, which is right now only. What this is saying is that, my gosh, this life, which is all the life there is for the whole of existence, which is embracing the whole of existence, is brand new. It's unwritten upon. It's like a brand new clean slate. And this is all that is. What could be more free? And what still may appear as one's apparent experience on a day-to-day basis now is, it's as if it is superimposed on or appearing on a state of newness, freshness, purity, effortless, by the way, unrestrainable, fresh, raw, pure, unconditioned life, rather than coming from a state of thought that's, oh, same old, same old, the same thing today that was going on yesterday and for years. You obviously, you see the difference. You feel the difference between those two. And the other has just been an assumption. And actually has, to this life that is present right now, has there been a past in which even that could have happened? It's just this present life. Truly, now, life is completely new.
Well, Phil has a beautiful meditation for us shortly. So we're just going to light our candles. I've just lit my Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere, promotes positive thinking, and makes it fine for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, and because fire is a very powerful tool, which when added to prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to spread love, light, and healing all around the world. So right now we're going to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalene, please be with us now. And we've just done this live, so wherever you are in the world, we're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to help us to send out the healing. And right now we're going to ask Marita to do the mantra. Thank you, Marita. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Prayer for Love. We are going to share a beautiful dream together. A dream that you will love to have all of the time. In this dream, you are in the middle of a beautiful, warm, sunny day. You hear the birds, the wind, and a little river. You walk toward the river. At the edge of the river is an old man in meditation. And you see that out of his head comes a beautiful light of different colors. You try not to bother him, but he notices your presence and opens his eyes. He has the kind of eyes that are full of love and a big smile. You ask him, how is he able to radiate all that beautiful light? You ask him if he can teach you to do what he is doing. He replies that many, many years ago, he asked the same question of his teacher. The old man begins to tell you his story. My teacher opened his chest and took out his heart, and he took a beautiful flame from his heart. Then he opened my chest, opened my heart, and he put that little flame inside it. He put my heart back in my chest, and as soon as my heart was inside me, I felt intense love because the flame he put in my heart was his own love. That flame grew in my heart and became a big fire, a fire that doesn't burn but purifies everything that it touches. And that fire touched each one of the cells of my body, and the cells of my body loved me back. I became one with my body. But my love grew even more. That fire touched every emotion of my mind, and all the emotions transformed into a strong and intense love. And I loved myself completely and unconditionally. But the fire kept burning, and I had the need to share my love. I decided to put a little piece of my love in every tree, and the trees loved me back. And I became one with the trees, but my love did not stop, it grew more. I put a piece of love in every flower, in the grass, in the earth, and they loved me back, and we became one. And my love grew more and more to love every animal in the world. They responded to my love, and they loved me back, and we became one. But my love kept growing and growing. I put a piece of my love in every crystal, in every stone in the ground, in the dirt, in the metals, and they loved me back, and I became one with the earth. And then I decided to put my love in the water, in the oceans, in the rivers, in the rain, in the snow. And they loved me back, and we became one. And still my love grew more and more. I decided to give my love to the air, to the wind. I felt a strong communion with the earth, with the wind, with the oceans, with nature. And my love grew and grew. I turned my head to the sky, to the sun, to the stars, and put a little piece of my love in every star, in the moon, in the sun, and they loved me back. And I became one with the moon and the sun and the stars, and my love kept growing and growing. And I put a little piece of my love in every human, and I became one with the whole of humanity. Wherever I go, whomever I meet, I see myself in their eyes, because I am a part of everything, because I love. And then the old man opens his own chest, takes out his heart with that beautiful flame inside, and he puts that flame in your heart. And now that love is growing inside of you. Now you are one with the wind, with the water, with the stars, with all of nature, with all animals, and with all humans. You feel the heat and the light emanating from the flame in your heart. Out of your head shines a beautiful light of different colors. You are radiant with the glow of love, and you pray. Thank you, Creator of the universe, for the gift of life you have given me. Thank you for giving me everything that I have ever truly needed. Thank you for the opportunity to experience this beautiful body and this wonderful mind. Thank you for living inside me with all your love and your pure and boundless spirit, with your warm and radiant light. Thank you for using my words, for using my eyes, for using my heart to share your love wherever I go. I love you just the way you are. And because I am your creation, I love myself just the way I am. Help me to keep the love and the peace in my heart, and to make that love a new way of life, that I may live in love the rest of my life. Amen.
This is The Art of Noise. The music before was called Judgment Day by Aaron Lyman. And for those of you who'd like to close your chakras, just go to the top of your head and pretend you have doors. Go down the chakras from your head right down to your feet, closing your door. And we'll ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. Sealing at the top with blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet. Until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, Phil. That was an absolutely wonderful meditation. And thank you to the angelic realm for being with us today. And thank you to Gary. But don't go yet, because we're going to bring Phil back on. Are you still there, Phil?
Yes, I am.
Hiya. So you could say you had a rude awakening, couldn't you?
Yes, I can.
You know, it's really amazing listening to the stories from all of our guests who've been on with us of the various different ways that were instrumental, I guess, in their spiritual awakening. And I suppose that was one of yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really describe that as my first gateway, because that set me on the path of, you know, reading and studying and trying to find out what's really going on. It was an eye-opener.
Yeah, you know, these various different things that happen to us, you know, that open the door or set the stage, if you will, for other stuff, you know. And when we begin to do spiritual things begin to happen to us more and more. I remember walking on the Red Road, you know, and experiencing many of those things, you know. And it's amazing, you know, some people's stories, you know. It took a single event, like the thing in the airplane with you. Suddenly it opened the door and the lights came on and something else happened, you know.
It definitely raised questions.
In a very, very small piece of time. Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, it was a rude awakening, and it happens to loads of us. But anyway, we've got now The End of Innocence. This is a song chosen by Phil, and it's another John Henry song. Now, we're talking in the chat room, I believe. Right.
Yes.
And, because it's brilliant, a full moon tomorrow, so we're going to be out there wishing on that full moon tomorrow. We're going to ask Gary to do his Fly Me to the Moon.
This is by special request by Jan Christie, commemorating the full moon tomorrow. And you get to hear yours truly trying to groan out a Frank Sinatra classic. I did my best, and that was it.
Well,
we haven't played it
up
this show in a while, so here we go.
Yeah. Spin it, Gary.
It starts off quiet, and it gets louder.
Next
Fly
one.
Me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Didn't hurt me to sing that, but I'm sure it was hurting all of you.
It wasn't. It was great. We enjoyed that. Anyway, next
that
week
was fun.
Kiss of Magic. So join us next week, and let's give a big round of applause to Phil Haxton. Marvelous. Thank you very much, Phil.
Yay. We need to get a crowd cheer uploaded to.
Yeah, we do.
I've got some stuff I'll upload. Some sound effects. So, yeah, thank you, Phil. And thank you for that story. It was quite a story. So we have Cutter Magic next week.
Yes, we do.
My favorite Anunnaki.
Mine too. Yeah, she shares her new Eridu channel with me on Saturday for my show. God bless her.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Great. Okay, so we're going to finish off with Dare to Dream, because our theme was Live Your Dream. So Dare to Dream, and that's how we start it off. Thank you very much. Goodbye and God bless. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Love you all. Thanks again, Phil.